Unused to so much food and wine, Rohrbach was soon snoring. Groven was ungagged and brought before Ruggan Bore. The golden fox stared implacably at them.
You heard him. What have you got to say now?
Groven spat out soil and grit. He had recovered from his hysteria and had his story ready.
Rohrbach's mad. Even you must be able to see that. His mind is fuddled. That was the Tagarung he saw lying slain in the ditch, not Valag. His head was severed from his body. I know. I chopped it off with my own sword.
Sipping from a flask of blackberry wine, the Juskobor chieftain thought for a moment, then shrugged.
Why didn't you tell me this at first, instead of making up a lot of foolish lies?
Groven went into another of his acts. This time he was the honest warrior, rough and ready, but a little embarrassed.
Sire, I did not want you to know that I fled in the midst of a battle. But I had to. We were greatly outnumbered. I give you my word of honour, though. I slew the Tagarung outside Redwall's gates. There you have it.
The truth.
He stood trembling, averting his gaze from Ruggan Bore. A long silence followed before the Juskobor leader spoke.
I am always prepared to listen to the truth. Since you were first brought to my camp, you have wriggled and lied your way all around it, Groven. I believe Rohrbach. He had nothing to lose by telling the truth. My Juska warriors are wondering why I haven't slain you before now. They've seen me deal with liars and cowards before. But if you are really the Tagarung, I must allow you every chance to prove it. A Tagarung is a mighty legend among Juska clans, one to be respected and honored. I must tell you that when I first heard an otter was the chosen one, I was very disappointed. My clan and I always wanted to see a fox as Tagarung. If you slew him as you say, then a lot of creatures must have witnessed the deed. We will find out the real truth, Groven, when we reach the gates of Redwall.